Greetings, everybody. Welcome to Rank You Very Much, the podcast we rank anything and everything. That's a dog in the background. I'm your host, Joe Bates. We have an amazing episode today. We're in Bloomington. We've got three special guest experts to talk about the most overrated meal, folks. And to the left of me, let's just get it started and talk about the special guest experts we have. We have a man who is an expert at figuring out the last meal on death row.
I'm an expert on the second to last meal of death row inmates. Because, once again, you prove my point, last meal always gets all the big hubbub. But second to last meal is just as important, you guys.
It's a preemptive meal, like he preemptively said before I mentioned his name. Matt Alano Martin is here. So you make the second to last meal.
No, I don't make it. I research it. I'm an expert on the most famous second to last meals.
One more reason not to go to prison.
Exactly.
There it is.
You needed one.
What is the most common second to last meal that you see?
You know, strangely enough, a lot of them skip the second to last meal because they want their taste buds heightened for that last meal. See, I told you it's important. People don't believe me. Yeah.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. This is definitely going to be important for someone who's an expert in a meal that people skip.
Well, okay. Well, the second most common one is pizza rolls.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Pizza rolls isn't on the list.
From Totino's.
And to the right of me, folks, you may know him. He is the man who invented the texture of baby food.
That's right, Joe.
That's Jordan Matulik.
Yes.
Wow, you really seem gung-ho.
Thanks, Joe. Yes.
This is actually, he's skipping right now. Designed
the texture of baby food, yes.
When you go for your texture, what were you going for?
For 35 years.
How many years is that?
More than 34.
There you go. So when
and
you
less than 40.
All right. When you invent the texture of baby food, is there a certain texture you're trying to follow or understand?
You see, as we all know, babies have a tendency to vomit.
Yes.
And what I decided to do to help out the parents was to design a food that not only looked like vomit, but smelled and felt like it too. So you were never sure if you got baby vomit or like butternut squash your lapel.
So baby food sells, is some of that actually vomit they're just selling as food?
Some of it has been, you know, has been repackaged and rebranded as baby burned style vomiting into tiny jars labeled corn.
With a nice, a cute baby on it. I have a question.
Let's get it! Third expert.
There's a reason. The Gerber baby is Bob. He was a baby model in his younger days.
Listen, I'm very handsome, and my parents knew how to make a buck.
And our third expert, all the way at the end here, the Gerber baby himself.
Hello.
He's been fired from literally every fast food restaurant possible.
Almost, yes.
Mr. Bob Nugent.
Hi, hello.
Bob, what was your favorite firing?
No, they were all bad. I don't think I can look back on any of them happily.
We'll do another episode. We just rank your
I fires. Was fired by my mother at McDonald's.
Oh, there's so much there because it's not only you're getting fired at McDonald's, your mom works at McDonald's.
Ronda McDonald's? Now, yes, my mother is Ronald McDonald.
Ronda McDonald. Save me, Ronda.
Help me, Ron.
This was, no, save me.
Granted, this was, you know, almost 30 years ago, so, yeah.
I have a question?
Yeah.
No, you can ask a fucking question.
Yeah, I think it's fair to have a Matt Alano Martin question right now.
Sure,
yeah.
So, were you fired from employment only, or were you also fired as her son?
I wish. I wish she would have kicked me out of the house and made me live on the street. No, okay. just the old McDonald's.
Okay. When you got, like, the last fast food restaurant job you got fired at, what was that resume you gave them like?
Oh, you don't give resumes at fast food restaurants. They give you this thing called an application and you fill it out and just lie. Burger King isn't calling Taco Bell to see how
they're not a lot. There's not a lot of communication.
There's not a non-compete clause?
Well, no. They don't want to know, like, hey, this is Wendy's.
Is this Dairy Queen? Hi. How was Bob at the grill? No, they don't care.
Eat better and fry.
Will you show up on time? No, you're hired. It's pretty much like that.
Here's your reference, the Hamburglar.
Two of the three fry guys.
Wait, we just found out your mom is Rhonda McDonald.
I mean, I had an in to get a
boss's kid, you know?
Yeah, that's, I mean...
Was your dad Grimace?
Oh, Grimace is nice.
Okay. Well, Bob is amazing. He's met Grimace. Not his dad. I don't know. Maybe stepdad. It felt like a stepdad answer. Yeah.
I respect him, but god damn it. If my mom was fucking Grimace, that would be the grossest fuck that ever happened. It would just be disgusting. Hi, Mom.
I'm all dick. Anyway, that's how I know Grimace is. I think Grimace is just... one big dick.
Oh.
Eggplant emoji. Yeah. Anyways, guys, we're doing a podcast. We're done with the most overrated meal, and as always, I have the list in front of me. We're talking about fondue, caviar, McRib, avocado, In-N-Out, grilled cheese, Chinese food buffet, spaghetti, deep dish pizza, Thanksgiving, and hibachi. Will be the most overrated meals we'll be discussing, and as always, we start with the veto round. We go one person at a time to take one off the list we don't think is the most overrated, and we start with the oldest person here, Jordan Matherlicht.
Hibachi is legitimately my favorite meal. I am not kidding in the slightest. It is where I go on my birthday every year.
What a weird person!
My favorite thing, so let's give me that pencil right here. It is... hibachi steak with fried rice is the greatest meal I've ever
what
had.
What are you and talking about?
It's dinner and a show, and the dinner's the greatest dinner I've ever tasted. There's something special about the sauce they put in their steak, and it's on another level, and I will not have it disrespected.
Your favorite meal is hibachi.
100%.
Is your second favorite meal murder mystery? What a person is that?
Do they serve hibachi after the mystery? Do they solve the mystery of one little kid peed on the onion fire?
It's just the hibachi chef going, I think great dinner.
Is it the guy with all the knives?
What did you, in hibachi, what is your favorite stunt that they do?
I mean, obviously.
Don't try this at home.
Tower fire is obviously.
Oh, great. Onion tower.
Onion tower fire, little kid pissing gasoline. Gasoline? I think it's lighter fluid.
It's vegetable oil.
Yeah, I guess.
Just, hey, you got a good lighter
point. I like the when they flip...
Well, Bob, I only asked Jordan.
Yeah, I don't care.
I also like when they flip through one little piece of shrimp over in, Bob's head and into my
into
mouth.
Your hat.
Or, yeah.
And they'll flip the it into his hat.
Or like the bosom stat. Sometimes the bosom shrimp.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's my grandma.
The cleavage.
Oh, she's got it coming.
Yeah. I mean, she was topless.
She couldn't miss it.
They're
very dead topless.
I don't know. She keeps
say dead one. Boobs or
dense?
Okay, dense.
Is your grandmother dead?
One of them is.
Good. Both of mine are, if you guys are wondering.
Me too.
Have your grandfathers remarried?
No, they're both dead as well.
Oh, me too!
That's a suicide, murder-suicide.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why my one grandparent's murder-suicide the other grandparents.
It's like a Hatfield and McCoy situation.
Yeah.
I just couldn't handle it anymore.
Both drove off the same canyon.
This is suicide for us, though!
Yeah.
Stab somebody while driving off the canyon.
I heard it was because you were dating a Jewish girl.
Well, I don't know. I mean, my personal life isn't part of this podcast. And
I support it. I'm just saying.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, what are you an open position?
What am I an ex? I'm the host. I hire people to do something.
Well,
you
fucked up too.
Well.
You done fucked up.
You done fucked up. Well, that's the show, everybody. We're going to start the next oldest person here, Bob Nugent.
Okay.
Bob, what do you think is not the most overrated meal? Take it off the list.
And listen, some people can bitch and moan and complain all they want. Thanksgiving dinner is maybe the best thing that's ever
happened. I love Thanksgiving dinner.
What fucking orphan put Thanksgiving dinner on?
Jordan
Matter think it's trash.
I only...
Oh my god.
Well, fucking hibachi kid, of course.
Yeah. Hibachi kid!
Oh, yeah. Oh, your dad doesn't, like, do a trick with the stuffing.
Yams? Yams? You want canned food?
Thanksgiving leads to the best meal ever, which is leftover turkey with cranberry sauce, sandwiches.
Don't get me wrong, I love celebrating genocide. That's my favorite part of it.
Okay.
I'm all for it. Sorry, yams. I don't care for.
Some of us are happy to be Americans.
Yeah. No, I was being sincere.
I guess the hibachi with hibachi was created with the Japanese.
Warfare
in China.
That's not cultural appropriation at all. You're totally.
There's Japanese people cooking it. Some of those people are Chinese.
Well, okay. Well, you know,
can we say Chinese on the podcast?
I don't think we can. They're actually the biggest producer. They're the production company. The Chinese
Good.
But with. Have you ever had hibachi done by not a Japanese guy? It's not the same.
And I always ask. I go, you're Japanese, right? Otherwise, you get the fuck out.
Show me your papers.
Sorry, I wanted the Japanese person to cook my meal.
It's my birthday. The Thanksgiving off the list. Thanksgiving is great.
Yeah, that's what I was going to go for because it does seem like such a bizarre one.
It's up to you now to decide what shows off, but I,
My family is trash.
Unnecessary
so,
to say.
No, shut up. So, but my fondest memories are Thanksgiving dinners. And I think if Christmas dinner was on there, that would stay. Like, because
so that was an option.
It was. Christmas dinner is a bastardization of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Brad Scott suggested Christmas.
There's too much pressure. Christmas as a holiday is worse than Thanksgiving because there's too much pressure.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
No.
War on presents is so great.
No. But presents are good, but there's such a bigger production.
You're talking about the presence of the Holy Spirit,
exactly,
right?
Yeah,
you're not the presence of my family.
No.
My family's great. I'm sorry you guys are having tough lives.
My family's great too. But Thanksgiving is
my family's great.
Thanksgiving is just about getting together and enjoying each other's company, having good food. There's no extra sort of like, you know, like there's no the obligation of like, I don't know what to get in this.
Well,
year.
We gotta make the hand turkeys. You know, it's just tradition.
Yeah, do you guys still do that in your family?
I don't have a family,
As I grew older,
I make turkey ham.
I used to be all about turkey legs, but now I've gone to the white meat of turkey. Mm-hmm. As I've gotten older, it's been a long time. Saying it out loud doesn't sound great.
Is there like a? Did you go to a rally that kind of stayed you towards the white?
No, I put chives.
How do you feel about chive turkey?
Anyways,
I have shirts and tiki torches. Are you on board?
Well, I'm just saying that it keeps things away.
White shirts isn't racist.
White
polos.
M&M is not racist.
Yes, it is. It is racist to wear the color white.
I think that things.
Don't look at my
say cockering. The word, everything about
it. No, white cockering. That's very regressive of you.
Is that just because it just blends in? You know,
nobody can really tell. You're so thick.
Oh, in this one spot. Like, I think you need to go to the doctor.
Is that a lot of weight?
Is that a cyst?
Why is it shaking?
Don't worry.
Why is it shaking?
It's because it vibrates. Cock rings, that's what they do.
Right? Some of them.
You spend the money on them, yeah.
What is a cock ring supposed to? Is it supposed to make you not come?
Yes, like, I think there's that.
Well, no, wait. Are we talking about... Wait, cock ring.
It's not put it on.
Are we talking about the thing you put around the cock? We're not talking about piercing, right?
No. This is
not like an engagement ring.
Well, I don't know what... I'm engaged.
You get down on one knee, you put the cock ring on, and then you're gay married from now on.
Well, what? I even bring that up.
What? It's a beautiful part of our country now. How dare you?
Now. Part of me wants to take off. I'm going to bring us back to the podcast for a second.
Thank you.
Wants to
Matt,
off
the host.
In-N-Out because I really do like In-N-Out Burger, but I can't see why people would think it's overrated because there are people that rave about it so much. And the reason why is because it's not in all parts of the country. So it's especially
in demand. It's also the worst fries of any fast food place.
That is completely untrue.
I think
Wendy's is worse.
Yeah, Wendy's fries are worse.
Fuck you and your stupid bundles.
Wendy's is great fries.
Steak and Shake has the worst fries.
In-N-Out, you have to ask for more salt. It just seemed the blood.
You don't get to have more salt. What is wrong with you?
Why do you give me that voice?
It's like an old Jewish woman like complaining about her. But like, ask for more salt. They have salt shakers, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know, but I should trust the chef.
Well, maybe
the
people...
The chef.
The 15-year-old. The chef. Your second-to-last meal at In-N-Out Burger.
I'm going to take grilled cheese off because I feel like grilled cheese is an unassuming meal Have you ever heard like big hype about grilled cheese? Like, no, it's a simple, basic meal. It's unpretentious. Yeah. It doesn't deserve to be on a list of the most overrated.
I agree.
Now, so I finally agree on something.
There's an incredibly large portion of the internet that believe that if you put
what is the internet?
It's a series of tubes. If you put anything on a grilled cheese, other than cheese and bread, it's not a grilled cheese anymore.
Okay.
Oh, so if you put a tomato in there,
that's a melt now, and people lose their fucking mind about it.
Okay. I'm still leaving it off the list.
Okay. Yeah.
Because this is just talking about grilled cheese.
Yeah, no, I'm saying I didn't know that. I didn't know that people freaked out about shit like that.
So people, is this the only thing that people freak out about on the internet?
No,
it's the only thing.
There's this guy named Donald Glover.
Duck.
And he was cast as Han Solo.
I came in way too late.
Woo!
Donald Duck.
I went with Donald Duck.
Yeah,
Glover was good. With Mr. Ed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
With Trumps, it was a joke. Anyways, I'm up next, and I'm going to take something off the list, and it's not easy, you know? Because I'm going to take one off that I think is going to piss somebody off here, no matter what I do.
Finally!
I'm going to get some coffee.
But as Jordan gets a coffee, I love this meal a whole bunch, and eat it a whole bunch. Spaghetti.
Fuck
this
shit.
This is my home! Well, not technically.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Right. I think spaghetti is not that overrated. I love spaghetti. It's fantastic. You could twirl it up.
This is not a matter
of...
But I'm saying, but you put it into the spoon, that's how you get the real twirl.
No, fucking who cares? It's spaghetti!
Will you let him talk about why he's taking it off the list?
Tell me.
The sauce complements the spaghetti so well.
Mm-hmm.
I love the sauce. Meat sauce. You can have a fettuccine alfredo, angel hair pasta, rigatoni's not really spaghetti.
Yeah.
But it's all in the spaghetti.
So you're talking about just the actual pasta piece itself, spaghetti.
Yeah.
No, he's saying noodles and sauce.
But he said alfredo.
And he said sauce.
But
fettuccine alfredo I would call a classy spaghetti.
Okay.
Oh my fucking god.
Like a real white privilege spaghetti.
Yeah. Well,
it's an entirely different dish.
Macaroni and cheese for adults. I think that's what they. That's
pretty.
You mean devil hair?
That's the way I mean. Anyway,
you know, lasagna is just flat white
spaghetti. It's all it is.
So, rigatoni is just tube spaghetti.
It's all
spaghetti. Bow ties are.
The word that you want is pasta.
Formal.
Ramen's just Asian spaghetti.
We don't say Asian on the podcast.
Is that right?
Yeah, we
What do you say instead?
Chinese! Anyway, so Bocce's are great, and even if you go generic spaghetti with just the meat chunks and the thicker tube.
No, damn it, no, god damn it! When you say generic spaghetti, we're talking spaghetti noodles and sauce. That's
it's great.
It's very overrated.
Oh, no, it's so cheap.
It is cheap.
And it's the best way to eat.
So is a hand job from a homeless person. It doesn't mean that you have to enjoy every one of them.
So you do think the spaghetti is overrated?
I do.
Oh my god, spaghetti all the time.
Yeah.
I think people like spaghetti.
Oh my god, hand jobs from homeless people.
Oh, it's so good. I eat it every day.
That seems weird to me because I have had really. Really great spaghetti. Like if the sauce is really high end,
sure.
The pasta is fresh. So I think it can be a very fancy meal.
You know, I had poor people's spaghetti. It's still good.
Exactly. Yeah.
You mean ramen?
Asians are poor.
We don't say Asians on the
podcast. One word.
Rumors for you, but there are probably more poor Asians in the world than any other. Maybe Indians. One of the two.
Well, they're Asian too.
Are they? Oh, that's a good point.
Jesus Christ.
I
said the word. God damn it.
What is the correct nomenclature? What's the word that we should use?
Yeah, what continent is it?
Joe, Joe, what word should we use instead of Asians?
Those over theirs.
I would say...
That seems long. That seems like it's necessarily long. Joe, your podcast.
I,
your rules, your podcast.
To me, I don't see country.
Okay.
Or continent. It's all earthling.
humans. It's all humans, baby.
Because you're Russian?
Yeah.
I don't see country.
I don't discriminate against anyone who is white.
I am a major enemy in new wrestling program.
Yay! Hey, babe! We also have wrestling playing off in another room, in case you guys are wondering. It's Gangrel, who's the greatest wrestler of all time.
Is that right? Is that what the last episode was?
Things we have to argue about.
I'm taking spaghetti off the list.
Okay.
And we're down to our final round of veto. We're going to go 2-2. Work together in teams. Can you work with Bob?
Yeah.
Bob, can you work with Jordan?
Of course.
And me and Matt are fine, right, Matt?
Sure.
Anyways, you guys are going to take one off the list. Right now we're at fondue, caviar, McRib, avocado,
and we're
in and out.
What is not
Chinese
overrated.
Food buffet and deep dish BG. Yeah, take a one off. You don't think
I've never had caviar or McRib.
This is not overrated.
It's basically what you're saying.
What a weird
caviar is just crushed in McRibs, right?
Caviar is pretty much the Asian McRib.
Don't say that word.
The them McRib.
The them over there McRib.
This one does not believe. Need to be on the list. That's my choice.
You think it's perfectly rated? Or
I do.
It's bad?
You as a sweet baby boy, if you're gonna say this, then
boy.
I think you also have to say this.
Here's the only problem with the Chinese food buffet is that it feels like it was all cooked in cold fire. You know, like it's just not hot enough. It's just like kind of sitting there lukewarm, and
you
that's the reason
are
it's not
eating
good.
At bad Chinese food buffets. But
yeah.
I'll argue that.
What's the most expensive Chinese food buffet you think exists?
Food buffet.
They're all $9.
No, I've eaten at like $25 Chinese buffets, like
wow.
Really
wow, yeah.
Upscale. Very
did you
nice.
Go to them over there, country place?
I'm willing to bet they don't have buffets over there because they don't have fat Americans to eat at those.
Wow.
The Chinese buffet is an American invention, by the
yeah.
way.
Yeah, we're
yeah.
great.
Do they have Chinese buffets in Korea? I know you've lived in Korea.
I've lived in Korea. No, there was no buffets in Korea whatsoever. But no, there's no such thing as a buffet in Korea.
Well, there you go. Or in Hong Kong, which I've been to.
I've also been to Hong Kong.
Used to be, China, right? Then the Chinese lost it, right?
Well, no, it's part of China now.
I don't see countries. So.
Well, thank God fortune cookies are from China.
Well, I'll tell you what else is an American invention.
And Chinese people.
9/11.
What would you pick? What's your choice?
I'll
take
the
best.
Thank you, bitch.
I'll let
you know. Well,
you point to it and I'll say if I agree or not.
Nothing better than quiet secrets on the video.
No.
Well, right. You know, I will say that I did log in to see if anybody had any questions, and I am the one person
yes.
logged in.
It's well, we'll put it on YouTube.
That's what it's going to go viral.
Hold on, I'm sorry. We need a clarification.
Fondue's not food.
He thinks fondue is soup.
That you,
is
dip
not.
Food, that you dip food into. It is more of a liquid seasoning.
No. Fondue
no.
is the meal.
No.
It's like
it's the whole thing. It's
when you
whole
eat
thing.
When you eat tortilla chips with salsa is the meal.
Salsa is you wouldn't say
how do you pan
so wait, so tortilla is what? The plate?
Yeah.
The plate you eat.
Yeah, it's like the fork.
Tortilla is the fork you eat. Yeah.
Okay.
Edible silverware.
But you wouldn't just eat salsa.
No,
you
no,
wouldn't just
you
dip
need
your
to
hand
come,
in salsa. You wouldn't dip your hand in a fondue. Well, that's my case.
I'm sorry. Have you met Mitchell Potts?
Is that why his hand's like that?
Yeah. Mitchell Potts has been on the podcast too.
It's always ready to scoop up condiments.
He's been on the podcast a couple times. You may know him as the fattest guy that's been on the show. So
I like that. That sounds good.
That's awfully rude.
Well, yeah, I was just hoping to get a yell.
Mitchell Botts got excited because I got an extra sawsome sauce from Wendy's. So,
what'd you do with that extra sawsome sauce?
I gave it to him. It was his birthday present.
But it's not a meal
okay
for Jordan.
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
We're crossing off the McRib.
Yeah,
what's the reasoning behind
that? The only reason people like it is because it's limited edition to give the illusion that it's important.
It's not overrated because it's limited edition. That's
I gotcha. So
it's you can only get it every once in a while, so it's not overrated.
Even
it's
though,
the McRib.
Yeah. I was saying the exact opposite thing, but yes.
I think both of you
are probably not.
Both of you are 100% right.
Yes, thank you.
I think the best favorite of the McRib is that when they introduced the Animal Kingdom at like Disney World,
yeah.
They also use it as a promotion for the McRib.
Sure.
This
sure.
is the native McRib.
made from 100% gazelle meat.
Yeah, made from whatever animal got sick in this.
I would eat the shit out of a gazelle. Well, not the shit, but I would eat a gazelle.
I mean, Bob, you don't need to bring up gazelles.
I think
I think the third one.
Deer.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But also, I think because recently, because of so much like sort of like white hipstery.
Well, that's this, I mean, this,
made
I don't,
it, this has made it overrated.
But it's such a small population.
Yeah.
But, I mean, but it's also a five. It's
they're
something
dying.
That, we're talking about the avocado. So the avocado, I
it's
think,
a small fruit.
It's a small fruit. But I think it has. I love avocado, but because they're the whole avocado on toast and the whole hipster like millennial avocado thing did get a, like blow up on the internet.
Yeah.
That I think it has to stay on there because it did elevate it to. And also, I have been to those like fucking hipster breakfasty places where they're trying to charge you like $14 for avocado and toast.
If guacamole is great.
Guacamole is great. I know, but I'm saying
no, it's not.
Guacamole is fucking paste with salsa in it. That's
wait,
all it is.
Do you want more salt in it?
I don't know. Do I have to ask for
you
more salt?
Do I have to go to fucking get extra salt?
Yeah, I had to ask them.
I think avocado is complete bullshit.
But that's what I'm saying. I think it has to stay on here.
Because it's completely overrated.
I think it's fine. I'm talking about the recent. Anyway, you're not part of our group, so fuck off.
Yeah, you're jumping in here. We got our secrets.
Hey, at least our group is fucking cool.
Yeah. Well, we smoked the cigarette once.
Yeah, well,
we're looking at tits right now.
Damn it.
We're looking at tits, man.
Bob is drinking alcohol at 1 o'clock.
This is a rumor and not true.
I'm going
more alcohol. All
right, so, I feel like this can be pretty solid. And I also feel like this is pretty,
No, that one, no, I won't go with that
you
one.
Go with
so
that.
I'll go with this one.
I can't
that
go
one. That's right. Fine.
Yeah, I mean, also, I feel like we gotta take this one off. Just to honor.
If it's not saying that word.
The playing food buffet.
Them over there.
I was gonna say, eat them all up from there.
But out of respect to your girlfriend's culture, like this is the Holy Land.
Yeah,
you know, that's gotta go.
I don't even know who she is.
I thought she's Jewish and Chinese.
Yeah. She's a pen pal.
In Canada.
Yeah.
Lies.
Yeah. So constant lies. Anyway, I would agree. I will say
Jews?
This. We're taking out the Jesus Christ who they killed. And I
thank you. And it's time for us to thank them.
Now who's they?
Asians.
And God damn it,
Jesus. I said it again. A Chinese food buffet is what we're taking off.
Sand them over there. I think is what we call it. Isn't that right? No? Okay.
I did not choose the right episode that had four white guys on it.
You're right.
I thought overrated meal. I thought that'd be clear. You know, you keep Bob away from.
Don't say it, because I never said it.
Anyway, so the Chinese food buffet, we're going to take off.
There's
good ones and there's bad ones, but overall, it's a solid experience. If it's bad, it's usually cheap, so you're getting a bunch of food for a little bit of money. And it's a great hangover cure, you know.
There's nothing that you
and you can also go to great ones that are fantastic.
Yes, and you can get even at bad ones, you can get stuff that's awesome,
like the ice cream. Pizza.
Yes,
any
macaroni and cheese and instant mashed potatoes.
Any Chinese food buffet, you can get that meat thing on a stick,
right?
And that's the best thing of
yes,
the world.
Yes,
you can get like 50
agree.
Of those things.
Now there are some places that do the brown meat on the stick, which is great. And then there's some pieces.
I don't see me.
There's some places.
There's a lot of trichinosis in my family.
The red pink, like I think it's called char siu. Meat on the stick. It's the best. It's the best thing ever. I love it.
Charcuterie.
That's meat and cheese.
For sure.
Hell yeah.
On wood.
Yeah. Which is that's overrated. Meat and cheese on wood.
No. Out of this house.
See you later.
All
right, we're almost done.
Right.
Not really. We're down to final five, folks. Final five. Thank you for those who are watching on YouTube, those who are on Facebook. I can't really read the comments, but I don't think there are any.
Oh, no, I've seen some things popping up every time Bob talks.
That's actually the NSA. They're trying to hire me.
They're trying to hire.
We need a new word for Asians.
Have you tried them over there?
Thank you, Bob. You're an American hero.
And I'm proud to be.
Hey, you know,
keep the moon landing.
Lee Greenwood, have you ever seen that person? What he looks like? Lee Gray, he seems proud to be an American.
Oh, yep.
Or at least that.
He's an interesting looking fellow.
The final five we got here.
No, back to you, Joe.
Final five we got. Thanks for the weather report. We got fondue, caviar, avocado, In-N-Out, and deep dish pizza. All. completely overrated meals. We're going to go one at a time here down the list and decide whether they should be in the top three. Unless, do you guys think there's a meal we may have missed that
well,
we should
avocado
add?
Well, avocado isn't a meal. Avocado needs, like fondue, true. It needs well, assistance from actual
before we get into the avocado business, what do you think there's any meal we may have missed that should have been on this list?
Also, yeah, appetizer.
McRib is not an appetizer.
Caviar.
Oh, I said McRib.
No. Caviar is not an appetizer. Yeah. Caviar is a food experience.
Okay.
How dare you?
I've never touched stuff.
So he's talking about things that you're talking about things that weren't on the original.
Yeah, if there's one to add, usually have someone comment to add one to the list to make it a top
but
six.
But since no one's watching.
But then, since we're having a Bloomington is rather not the big poll I thought it'd be.
It's not.
But yeah, if you guys think one, otherwise you can just stick with this five.
Overrated.
Hey, Mitchell, is there an overrated meal you want to add to the list?
I was just thinking about it.
No. If there's one person that knows meals, it's Mitchell Potts.
Yeah, but I like everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would argue breakfast. Like
No, disagree.
No. Disagree. That would be taken off the list immediately.
God damn it, that's why I said argue!
Easiest to make.
I think specifically omelets. I think omelets are just people.
You mean eggs?
No, damn it. Omelet is something folded inside of it.
I would say like a BLT.
No,
BLT, very overrated.
Yeah,
fuck BLT. I'm in jail for once.
Nope.
No.
Fuck you both.
No, Mitchell, no.
Yeah. Mitchell got sad.
I also said BLT. You're like, a BLT, there's nothing to it. It's just too much bread.
You're not putting enough bacon on it.
Well, how am I going to make that? Also, I don't like
the same way you make the small amount of bacon.
The same way you make lettuce by buying it.
I think bacon is kind of overrated as well.
What?
Yeah, I agree.
It's the highest top food for no reason other than it only smells. It's just because of smell.
No, and taste.
You can't even notice that.
Everything about bacon is really great. I know that some people don't like bacon.
No, it's fantastic, but it is overrated.
I think it's overrated. People are like, oh, yeah, you gotta put bacon. Whatever, but it's delicious.
All right. I kind of with Jordan a little bit on this. Avocado is not a meal. It is an ingredient.
It's an accoutrement.
It's an ingredient.
That's fair.
If they would have said guacamole, or if they would have said avocado and toast, right?
Why don't we mark that out and put guacamole?
Well, then
I'm okay with that. Because fuck guacamole.
We're going to go a little bit differently. I think we're all agreeing that avocado is not a meal, therefore it should be taken off the
list. But it is dog shit. It is complete dog shit.
So I wrote avocado and whatever bullshit it goes with. so it still stands.
Avocado's off the list.
You're not as a podcast. Also, you can't buy food that you have to wait 4 days to eat.
But if you know how to pick your avocado, you don't have to.
Wait out of the good avocado, the ripe avocado.
You have to wait for avocados.
First of all, you don't have to.
If there's no ripe ones at the store, yeah, you do.
No, you can actually cook with green avocados.
Explain to me what avocado tastes like.
What it tastes like.
Yeah, because it doesn't have a flavor.
Are you peacocking right now?
No.
Explain.
Avocado does not have a flavor.
It just has a subtle flavor.
Flavor is taste, but
right.
Continue.
No, I think it's different. Like, you know, like...
You guys want to go to Flavor Town?
I would like to go to Taste City.
is that over there?
Yeah, it's a sister city.
Yeah.
I'm okay with avocado being marked off.
Why is it a taste town? That's like alliterative, you know.
Because he's a town for the other
thing. I know.
Maybe you should have said Flavor Country, and that would be Taste Town.
Yeah, then that's the capital.
Yeah.
I feel like, avocado's off because it's not a meal, it's an ingredient.
Okay, yes. Fair.
But it does suck.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Right. I'm with you, Mitchell.
I'm not coming to your fucking birthday party now.
Shut up!
I take it back. I am, and I'm bringing tons of avocado.
Well, other people will fucking enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. That's very nice of you.
What a pleasurable experience for most of my guests.
Yeah.
What did you like best about the birthday? The avocado.
I like the avocado.
I like when Matt came in, dropped some avocados, and walked out.
And then Bob's dog ate them.
Yeah, that's what I want.
No, we're down to a final four. Fondue, caviar, In-N-Out, deep dish pizza. You know, we're doing a little bit differently, so it's fine. What do you guys think, not so much as the other ones, is the most overrated meal?
I think the most overrated is caviar.
Well, let's not get into what the most overrated is. That's the whole reveal at the end.
That's literally what you just said.
That is exactly what you just said.
No, I said, what one is not the most overrated? What one doesn't fit with the other three kind of thing?
Fondue.
Fondue is not food. I'd say In-N-Out, because fast food is fast food at the end of the day.
Right, yeah,
but it's still a meal. It's still a meal.
No, not, it is a meal, but I'm saying, like, you're getting fast food. Like, yeah. A lot of people love it because it's not here. Like the McRib. Right. You argued it was a limited.
Sure, yeah. Yeah. In-N-Out's the same thing. It's just
Whataburger.
Whataburger is also.
Whataburger is amazing.
Yes, I love
it's
it.
Good. Amazing.
It's, yeah. It's the best fast food place.
I would prefer In-N-Out over Whataburger, but that's just me.
Wow, yeah. Jesus.
No, I can see it.
Whataburger is like a...
In-N-Out's just Shake and Shake with Chipotle mayo. Right.
Yes. And Whataburger is just Burger King in Texas.
Yes.
That's
no.
What I mean.
No! Oh my gosh!
No, it is!
It's a Burger King who is for executing the retarded.
Whataburger!
Yes!
No, well...
Oh, he's a retarded, but we can't say Asian?
Yes,
can't say that word! Come on!
Bob did all this trouble for being a racist.
How am I racist this time?
I saw you're right. Executing the mentally
retarded.
Yeah, thank you. And,
excuse me, that is not the appropriate language. You always put the disability in front of the person, so it's people with disabilities.
Okay, Mr. F.
Texans.
Thank you.
Are there people over there with disabilities?
Did they have the those thems in the that place?
No, I didn't meet one Texan the entire time I was there. Is that just now the new slang?
Yeah, over there.
Yeah.
I think that fondue is a food experience. Shut your fucking mouth.
It looks fucking fancy all of a sudden.
If you go and you eat fondue at like a really nice fondue restaurant, it's really good.
To me, it's a food experience, not a meal.
That's what I would
say. Oh, it's a total meal.
No. Mr. Hibachi over here. Fucking food experience.
So, I want just...
There's no fireworks!
Just out of curiosity, what do you think fondue is?
It's usually cheese sauces or oils wrong. That you dip like steak and stuff into to
yes.
Make them edible.
Wait, right. Is it wrong?
Wrong, yes.
But it's also vegetables, meat, bread.
But it's not, but the pot, the actual
oats,
fondue
greens,
is
always
a goo.
And you cook it yourself at the table.
Yeah,
it's
but
a fun little experience.
But steak is... It, steak... Steak is always steak.
Right.
So it's not fondue.
Here's the deal.
You dip it in fondue.
Fondue is how you cook something.
Right, so it's not a meal.
Not a meal.
Fondue
yes, that's my whole point.
Is a melting pot which represents America, which is the greatest country in the world, right?
Jesus Christ.
So, therefore, maybe...
What other countries is it better than, Joe?
Well, I think the, I don't see countries.
I think Norway is pretty... Maybe we should have went with best country, because I was...
Most overrated.
Over there would
the
not
second,
be on
the second
list.
Episode we did worst country.
Yeah.
What
was the winner?
Was America the winner?
No, Iran was the worst country.
Oh, that's bullshit. There's places worse than Iran.
Man, who already killed homosexuals? Zayn Zaidi and Rachel Goldman.
Damn it.
Yeah, you got it. You get a couple of over theres to go on and argue for your agenda.
Zane was from the country of Chobania, where they made Chobani yogurt, and then he said, oh, they kill homosexuals, that's my biggest market for yogurt.
I would so, totally argue that, like, Ethiopia is way worse than
well, America. I don't want to bring that up. Anyways,
God damn it!
In-N-Out, fondue, so are we having this?
In-N-Out goes off the list, because again, it's just fast food,
yep.
And you can all have your preferences, but it's fine.
In-N-Out gone. Yeah. We're down to our final three, fondue, caviar, deep dish pizza. I have a feeling that caviar and deep dish are the top two.
I think deep dish is number one.
That's the understanding I'm getting from everybody.
As someone who has eaten a lot of caviar.
So you think deep dish pizza is number three?
I would say,
yes.
If I was to put most overrated, this would be my order would be caviar, fondue, then deep dish pizza. And I'm not even sure that deep dish needs to be on there.
Deep dish is horrible.
No, it's
very, I think it's
deep dish pizza.
No.
It's the worst leftover pizza. If you don't eat it right away, it sucks the next day. It's just like eating a bunch of cheese.
Why do you have an oven?
I was going to say.
What's wrong?
As you warm it up, it's still a sloppy mess.
Yes, that's why it's delicious.
No. Deep dish is so
good. Tell me how great leftover fondue is.
Yeah. Tell me how great leftover In-N-Out is the next day. I'm sure those fries
are popping. Those are
fast food lasts forever, and we all know
that. No, it does not!
It lasts for 30 years.
No. I would say that fondue, caviar, and In-N-Out are not things I would prefer to have leftovers, but pizza in general is great when you eat it right away, or when you eat it in the fridge later, cold, or when you warm it up. A deep dish pizza screws it all up.
Where did you have your last deep dish pizza?
In Chicago.
Probably. What place?
The overall concept of the food.
Okay, I'm just saying. Obviously, you want to say you want me to say that
Giordano's, Gino's.
It starts with a P. I forgot the name.
Right. Okay, but the point is. Yeah. Oh, Papa John's. Yeah.
Yeah. Pizza place.
Yes. Little Caesar's deep dish pizza
is what you're talking about. That was a better one than I said.
How is it possible that pizza in any way, shape, or form is overrated?
Because deep dish is one that's talked highly of. Chicago's proud of their deep dish pizza.
No. Real Chicago people don't care. Eat deep dish.
Yeah. No.
It's a tourist trap.
Yeah.
Real Chicago is for thin crust pizza. Like...
Well, so what you just said is helps my whole case of it
and
being overrated.
And deep dish pizza, what is wrong with it? What's wrong with it?
That's why I agree.
What's wrong with it? I want to know what's wrong with deep dish pizza.
It's too much. Where would you put it?
It's too much? Have you been to a Chinese buffet?
I think deep dish pizza is normal. I can choose a Chinese food buffet. But if I can deep dish pizza, one, maybe two slices... I like to keep going at it, you know?
This is fucking absurd.
First of all,
You're arguing that food is good and there's too much of it.
So it's too heavy. You would actually put deep dish pizza above caviar.
Yeah.
I think it's just caviar. Salty fish eggs.
I feel like I made that clear earlier.
But also, but you don't think the price of caviar alone sets it so far out of the stratosphere as compared to everything else.
It depends on the kind of caviar, first of all.
Okay.
Number one, it depends on the kind of caviar. It depends on what you're eating that caviar. I've eaten a lot of caviar. I'm not trying to...
That is really strange.
So I feel like you're going to be like, when you're eating the good caviar off of the expensive prostitute's butt,
if you're eating like a saltwater caviar, it's incredible. But if you have like a freshwater, like a sturgeon caviar... It's still...
What about crawfish caviar?
What's the cheapest good caviar? How much is the cheapest
like
caviar?
Like $8 for like a jar. It you don't need a lot of it.
That's salsa.
It's little Tide Pods of salty deliciousness.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Go to sell it. Yeah. When it goes in your mouth, they just explode and pop, and it's...
So you like that sensation?
Yes, I like things popping in my mouth.
Okay, well, I mean, geez.
We all do.
Who's Pop Rocks?
Camera's the Pop Rocks from the sea.
And then hand sanitizer.
Gushers wins!
Now you got too much chewing. I don't like chewing.
Yeah, Bob doesn't have teeth.
I ran out.
That happens.
Okay. I think caviar is definitely... A food that seems pretentious, but yes. I would never say to anyone that eats caviar, eats beluga caviar or something really nice, shut the fuck up, would say...
That's a whale.
Yeah, that's a dumb fuck.
Yes, there is caviar.
It's a fish.
No, goddammit. It's a type of fucking... Goddammit. Anyways.
Do you mean whale fetuses?
I try to. It looks like no one that eats...
You know they're endangered, Bob. That's what those songs are.
Yeah,
because
they're so delicious.
Sperm whales?
Wow.
Love sperm.
Wow.
That's a real type of whale.
It took you 3 minutes from the pop in his mouth thing to get there.
I wasn't relating it to that. I just brought up
call
a
back.
Whale.
I think that if
those are the only two whales.
We're referencing blowjobs.
I wasn't. I was talking about fucking whales, you perverts.
Blowjobs are the worst meal.
Absolutely.
Free homeless blowjobs.
I don't think they're overrated, though. I think they're properly
rated. Yeah, that's probably right.
It depends on which side.
That's a person.
Listen, it may be free, but I can only suck so many homeless.
We know there's a lot of blowjobs who watch the show.
Oh, you thought it was the other one. Okay, I get it.
It's happening.
Yeah.
We're fun guys.
I think the caviar, if you eat it, it's very hard to argue that it's overrated.
Does anyone think fondue is the worst?
Fondue is, I would disagree with Jordan and say that it is a meal. Caviar, not a meal. I don't think caviar is
a meal. But we're saying fondue is definitely not the most overrated meal. So we're between caviar and deep dish pizza. What I'm getting at,
I hate the idea, but yeah, I agree. I would say that. But
all
don't
right,
mark it off just because I say.
I think we all got a sort of like.
He wasn't.
Jordan hates fondue, but I feel like Jordan hates some of these other things more.
I've never had caviar.
Jordan eats a diet.
Do you like sushi? So is that close?
No. There's caviar in sushi sometimes.
Yeah, but it taste it's like not it. Like if you had caviar, you would
there's
be like,
salmon,
just like sushi.
There's salmon roe. There's
opinion.
And that's not fresh.
Bob, could you bring us some caviar that you have here? Just
yes, like, of course. No, I don't have any caviar in the
world. But I thought you loved it.
I do, but I'm not fucking a Rockefeller.
So you admit.
I don't
have to be wealthy to have it.
I don't have oysters here either. You don't have to be wealthy. They're rocks that come out of the
ocean. Oysters should be on this fucking
list. Oysters are so amazing.
They're amazing.
It's
a booger inside of a rock. It's terrible.
Oysters, Rockefeller cooked raw oysters and all good. When I was in Nice, France, and I was having, we went to a little bit east of it called Menton, Menton, France, it's South France. We have a restaurant called Mirazur. Mirazur is the 11th best restaurant in the world.
I have a question. Can you stop
talking? Oh, this is what we're
doing. I knew what I said.
He looks like an undead Indian.
What are you talking about?
Oh,
she's a nice lady. Who's that guy in the background? That's the guy.
Yeah, good for him. Now, I have a question. When you were in Nice, France, did you take every opportunity to go
Nice?
Like whenever something was pleasant.
Now that's a good joke, but it did not hit.
Well, it's hard to follow a look at a picture guy jerking off.
Which is why comedy is dying. Anyways, guys, we're
going to...
I will concede
that deep dish pizza is overrated. I think that because
of the marketing magnet.
Well, I think that people, this whole New York style, I love all pizza. I've never had pizza that I was like, that's garbage. But
I'll say that Giordano's deep dish pizza was the first deep dish pizza I ever had.
It's my absolute favorite pizza on earth.
Miserable.
Oh, I love it. I love Giordano's so much.
Yeah.
But I went into it not thinking like this is an ultimate pizza experience. Yeah. I went into it thinking this is delicious.
I like a thin pizza because it's like a diet pizza.
No, it's not.
You can eat a bunch.
Well, as a fat. I can tell you, I don't care when it comes to the pizza. I want it to taste good. I don't care what shape it's in. I don't care how much crust or what. As long as it's good, that's all I care about.
Oh, as long as the food is good, you don't care.
I know you can self-identify that way. Are we allowed to call you that? Or
a fat? Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. The only thing that will motivate me to change.
I don't think you're a fat. I think you're disgusting.
It's better.
I don't think you'll ever change.
I've always believed in you, and I think you can accomplish whatever you dream of.
I love you, but I am a living fart.
All right, folks, we're down to the vote. We're going to go one at a time and decide what is more overrated, caviar or deep dish pizza. Starting with left here, what's more overrated, caviar or deep dish pizza, Matt?
I see the argument for deep dish pizza, but I still have to go with caviar because it is elevated to such a level of, ooh, it's so special and it's so expensive. And it's like, it is maybe the most sort of highly praised, specialized sort of food, if you think about it. It's only for the most special events.
Yeah.
And
the most special people.
The most special people in our society.
Have you met me?
You're awful. But I'm just saying that's the way it's presented. And it does not hold up to that standard. When you eat it, it's not that good. I'm not saying it's not good, Bob.
Yeah.
Caviar is good.
No, but you're saying
it's not like the most amazing food experience.
You're not experiencing it by association, but
also the way the whole thing has been branded and marketed. So that would be my vote. I would also like to take this moment to say that I apologize for my comments about Texans.
Thank you.
Yes.
As someone from Texas,
I would like to double down.
I'm saying that as a way to not say the thing that I said before. We all know what I'm apologizing for.
As someone from Texas,
I take it back.
Texas kicked him out.
I didn't even notice he said it because I'm real dumb.
Yeah.
You're like, that's how our justice system works. Texas Burger King knows all.
What a burger. I'm up next. I'm going to vote deep dish pizza. You already know why. It sucks. We're up to Jordan.
All right.
Next.
Well, it's a hard choice, and as much as I love to disagree with Matt, I would have to say deep dish pizza.
Deep dish pizza means Bob Nugent. Are you going to make it clear, or are we going to have to go to a tiebreaker? Most overrated meal.
I think we already know, because he's fucking Mr. Cat.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he changed his mind.
He also likes pizza.
Matt, do you want to try and figure it out?
Hold on. Being that it is literally one of my favorite foods, and that I can appreciate the joy in it,
you actually like both these things.
I know how divisive it is amongst people, but I don't care because it's good. Caviar. There is no way I'm ever voting against deep dish pizza.
Wow, so you're saying most overrated meals, caviar.
Yes.
Mitchell Potts.
And I would also like to say that someone suggested on the list biscuits and gravy.
What?
That person should hang
yeah, himself. Yeah, right? Biscuits and gravy is great.
But gravy is unedible.
Oh my god!
It's inedible.
First off, can we just look at the state of our tiebreaker? This is the man who's gonna decide our fate. Please show no, stand up so everybody can see what you're wearing. And your pajamas and your drug rug.
Mitchell, I think you look great. And I have nothing but respect for you.
Hey, I think you look disgusting.
Thank you.
Anyways, Mitchell, you're the tiebreaker here. No, it was no offense, by the way. Tiebreaker here. We're 2-2. I don't know if you listen to the podcast.
I know what's going on.
What do you think is the most overrated meal? Caviar or deep dish pizza?
Deep dish pizza!
Pots,
on this, the eve of the Royal Rumble, my house and fucking turn heel on me.
You're gonna regret this for the rest of your life, Potts!
When I get you in that squared circle, I'm gonna shove all the deep dish pizza down your throat that you can stand.
Yeah!
It's really more of a circle square.
I consider Mitchell Potts to be a real American. Anyways,
I consider Mitchell Potts to be a real food eater. I guess that.
Yeah, all right, we're all in agreement.
That's the show. Most overrated meal is deep dish pizza. I want to thank my special guest experts today, Matt Alana Martin. Matt, do you have a podcast or a website or anything you'd like to plug?
Nope.
Okay, Matt Alana Martin, a very funny guy from Bloomington. Who cares a shit? Jordan Madlett, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
No, and I never will.
All right, Jordan Madlett, another guy who lives in New York City. Is he just a whale pop?
I know.
Not anymore!
Wait, you moved back?
Yeah, I'm moving somewhere.
He's back, baby!
I'll never tell Joe where I live.
Well, I'll find you. No, and I'll do some research. Anyways, and so all the way to the end here, Bob Newton, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Honestly, there I do. I...
Because literally,
what a sellout.
Two people at the table should be plugging things. I have an Instagram where I draw things. I'd like to draw monsters and stuff. It's at Mighty Man Monster Maker.
Mighty Man Monster Maker, check it out on Instagram. And also you can check out old episodes of History Bluffs, a great podcast he used to run.
We might consider putting more out.
Yeah. Who knows?
And now that was a great podcast.
Yeah, bullshit.
Unbelievable. Let's do another one.
Well, I'm Joe Bates. I'm the host. At JoeAmerica22 is the Twitter you can find me at. Also, guys, I don't care about any of that. You can research. You can do some research. Follow on YouTube. Subscribe on YouTube. And if you can like the Facebook page, thank you very much. That is a big belly. Thank you so much, guys. I'm Joe Bates. I'm your host. Most overrated meal, a deep dish pizza. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.